From Midland, this is a free market moment brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
Imagine a store that charged some customers higher prices just because they had more money in their wallet. Shoppers would complain about the unfair policy just as Americans object to the federal income tax, which unfairly taxes some citizens at a higher rate than others to support government. The federal tax code is progressive, which means that the more money individual Americans earn, the higher the rate at which government taxes them to fund its many activities. When the income tax began in 1913, the rate on the wealthiest earners was just 7%. Married couples paid no tax at all if their income was under $4,000, or today's equivalent of $80,000. Politicians soon expanded the tax to include more Americans and increased the rates severely. Less than 30 years later, the top rate had exploded to 90%, and President Roosevelt even proposed raising it further to 99.5%. The rates have come back down, but they remain high and steeply progressive. Well-off Americans are taxed at nearly 40%, while lower-income taxpayers pay a rate of 15%. It's unfair for government to take a greater share of earnings from some Americans than from others. Congress should not only lower everyone's taxes, it should tax all citizens at a single rate. For the Mackinac Center, this is Catherine Martin.
This has been a free market moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.